Kailim chapter 11, Mishnah 4. Barzel tamer shebelalu in barzel tower. If ritually impure iron gets smelted and mixed up with ritually pure iron, and then you make a utensil out of it. Im roiv min hatame, if most of it is impure, tame, then it is impure. For im roiv min hatahor, but if most of it, the majority was pure, then tahor, then it's actually pure. Then it's, so even though you've got a little bit of impure iron in the mixture over there, it would still be a pure utensil at the end of the day. Mechetzel mechetze tame, and if it's half and half, so we go strict and we say it's susceptible to impurity. Yeah, well, it's impure. It'll be impure. Lechein min hachalama min haglalim. So too, if you've got cement and dung. So cement is an earthenware utensil, right? So, but dung is not susceptible to impurity. So if you mix the two together, then it will depend on what's the majority. If the majority is cement, it will be considered an earthenware utensil and susceptible to impurity. And if not, then it won't be. A clustera, which he says is a knob stick, which is a detachable door bolt with a ball-shaped head, and they sometimes use it as a pestle. So it was a bolt that went into the door. It had a knob at the end, and sometimes they would take it out and they would use it as a pestle. So is that susceptible to impurity? Says the Mishnah Tame. Well, Metzupa Tohera, but if it's an overlaid one, which the Kati means that it's ritually pure iron overlaid with impure iron. So then the assumption is the majority over there is that the majority of it is pure. So tohera, that is pure. Hapin vahapurnya, the pin and the purnya, which were the clutches and the lock of a frame. So the clutches of the, you got a lock, right? The parts inside the lock, the clutches and the teeth, etc. inside the lock, tmein, they are susceptible to impurity. Vaklustra, a clustera, which is the knob stick. You could move it from one courtyard to another, and you can hang it on another door on Shabbos. It's like any other utensil, and may be carried on the go. So he brings over here that some say the machlokas over here is whether this door knob, this knob stick, the door bolt, whatever you want to call it, is mukta or not on Shabbos. According to one opinion, it's mukta, and you can't move it from one door to the other. And according to the other opinion, it's not mukta, and you can carry it around in the courtyard like any other utensil. And that's obviously assuming, that all the other halachas of the courtyard and carrying in the courtyard are in place over there.